after Apollo was long gone. Don't be surprised. Just like people who live near the ocean but never visit the beach, my family never went to the White House or the Smithsonian while we were stationed in Washington. As new Floridians, we also neglected to check out the launch pads until after NASA retired its moon program, which was simply par for the course. The agency was looking for something to do with its spaceport. Since there were no rockets going off, they used it as a stage for a science and technology exposition called Third Century America, put together to mark the bicentennial. This was supposed to be a forward-looking affair, but with the empty vehicle assembly building in the background, it was more like a monument to past glory. Something had clearly gone wrong at NASA. A few years later, the space shuttle started flying, and I was soon out of college beginning my career in journalism. My experience reporting on the shuttle began with the Challenger disaster in 1986. 7 astronauts were killed when a leaky O-ring gasket on one of the solid rocket boosters allowed white-hot exhaust to stream out and hit the spacecraft's external fuel tank. Along with reporting for my own station, WMFE in Orlando, I was space correspondent for the USA radio network out of Dallas. NPR enlisted me to be their space reporter in 1996, shortly after both the 10th anniversary of the Challenger accident and my promotion to WMFE news director. The NPR task included providing stories and interviews